Rosa for myself. And then we can go on with the translation from Srila Prabhupada. Is that okay with you? Tatrapi priya fratarata charanam prakikatai saptabi sapta sindava upaklaptaya taitasya sapta dvip visesa vikalpas tvaya bhagavan kalu susita etat eva kilam mahamanato lakshanatashtya sarvam vikinanasami. The translation. My dear Lord, the rolling wheels of Maharaj Prijavrata's chariot created seven ditches in which the seven oceans came into existence. Because of these seven oceans, Bhumandala is divided into seven islands. You have given a very general description of their measurement, names as characteristics. Now I wish to know of them in detail. Kindly fulfill my desire. There is no purport by Srila Prabhupada, thus I take the freedom to take another verse, a text 3. Maybe we can change it later on the board, that the one who has to give class know. When the mind is fixed upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his external feature, made of the material modes of nature, the gross universal form, it is brought to the platform of pure goodness. In that transcendental position, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, who in his subtler form is self-effulgent and beyond the modes of nature. O my Lord, please describe vividly how that form, which covers the entire universe, is perceived. Please repeat. When the mind is fixed upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his external feature, made of material modes of nature, the gross universal form, it is brought to the platform of pure goodness. In that transcendental position, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, who in his subtler form is self-effulgent and beyond the modes of nature. O my Lord, please describe vividly how that form, which covers the entire universe, is perceived. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaj Pariksit had already been advised by his spiritual master Sukadeva Goswami to think of the universal form of the Lord, and therefore, following the advice of the spiritual master, he continuously thought of that form. The universal form is certainly material, but because everything is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ultimately nothing is material. Therefore, Pariksit Maharaj's mind was saturated with spiritual consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami has stated, Prapanchikataya Bhuja Hari Sambandhi Vastuna Mumuksubi Parityako Farakhyam Palgu Katyate. That is from the Bhakti Rasamrata Sindhu 1 to 255 and 256. Everything, even that which is material, is connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur translates this verse as follows. Sri Hari Sevaya Yaha Anukula Visaya Balaya Tvage Haya Bula. One should not give up anything connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking it is material or enjoyable for the material senses. Even the senses, when purified, are spiritual. When Maharaj Pariksit was thinking of the universal form of the Lord, his mind was certainly situated on the transcendental platform. Therefore, although he might not have had any reason to be concerned with detailed information of the universe, he was thinking of it in relationship with the Supreme Lord. And therefore, such geographical knowledge was not material but transcendental. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.20, Narada Muni has said, Idam hi visvam bhagavan nivetaraha. The entire universe is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although it appears different from him. Therefore, although Pariksit Maharaj had no need for geographical knowledge of this universe, that knowledge was also spiritual and transcendental, because he was thinking of the entire universe as an expansion of the energy of the Lord. In our preaching work also, we deal with so much property and money and so many books bought and sold. But because these dealings are pertain to the Krishna conscious movement, they should never be considered material. That one is absorbed in talks of sex management does not mean that he is outside of Krishna consciousness. If one rigidly observes the regulative principle of chanting 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra every day, his dealings with the material world for the sake of spreading the Krishna conscious movement are not different from the spiritual cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In text 2, Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the translation, my dear Lord, he said, the rolling wheels of Maharaj Priya Frater's chariot created 7 ditches. When I was meditating on that, I was thinking, when they are the 7 oceans, the wheels must be extremely big, because we cannot conceive these kind of things. Yesterday I was explaining already that it is so inconceivable to know the Lord and what to say of his energies and what to say of his pure devotees. But by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we came in contact with all this, and slowly by slowly we can learn that all these things are true. When I came in Krishna consciousness many years ago, and I was reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam that there was an ocean of milk, I was thinking, what? How is that possible? And I was a little bit confused, And I was thinking, oh my God, where I'm going into? Because I had looking for so many religions already. And I was thinking, I have another one who is maybe thinking, saying things what is really, for my brain, really difficult. But I understood very quickly for Srila Prabhupada's purport that actually it is difficult to understand these things, but we have to accept it because it is outside of what we can perceive, of what we can easily understand. Our little tiny brain is even smaller maybe as the brain of a frog who are in the well and thinking, oh, the ocean cannot be bigger than this well. And we were sometimes thinking a little bit the same. Van how is it possible? Even when we were reading in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, of in the Krishna book, that Krishna was blue. Oh, okay, blue. Many times when I give a guidance tour, people are asking why Krishna is blue. Of course, people want to know, because for them it looks really something weird, you know. But okay, by Krishna's mercy and by Srila Prabhupada's mercy and by the mercy of all his followers, we are able to explain to our guest why Krishna is blue, but that he's not only blue, he can also be black, white, golden, or even little greenies, like Lord Ramachandra. And then they become even something. And when we explain that the Lord can take the color he wants. We have the white skin, we have the brown one, we have the black people, we have the red Indians, and we have so many colors. Why Krishna cannot take his color he wants? For what kind of purpose? Because he's God, and he can do what he wants. Okay, they accept a little bit, and think, okay, it must be like that. But when they come in the temple room and see the deities, and see Krishna on the altar, and Krishna's white, then again, and think, where is this blue god? Here, he is white. Then we have an opportunity to explain a little more, because Krishna on the altar, his name is Gopinath, and Gopinath, you like to be white. And that's very nice. Because he is in the west here, he's not so getting so much sunshine, but he looks white. This is very nice. You know, Krishna is extremely merciful, and he's helping anyone to come closer to him. And we also came slowly by slowly closer to him because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada's followers. I myself, I'm not direct and disciple of Srila Prabhupada, but I'm extremely grateful for his followers. On Monday, we saw this beautiful DVD in the slide room, and I cannot see it often enough how sincere and how that soft the heart when we see these people who are just coming from the material world in contact with the pure devotee and Srila Prabhupada. They were so sincere in so many ways, and they were in so many ways trying to help Srila Prabhupada. And a few days, Majatis was saying, in no time, maybe they are not disciples of Prabhupada anymore, because we were becoming older, and we will go soon. And I was thinking, I hope not too soon, and I hope not too many in my lifetime, because I'm the same age almost, and even older. And I was thinking, we have to be extremely grateful that Srila Prabhupada was coming to the West and distributing this love of Godhead and this knowledge to his followers. It was not easy in the beginning, but still, because of his determination, he went on and he didn't give up, like when he was asking his father to have a pistol, and his father gave him one. And Prabhupada, as a little boy, he said, I want another one. And he was lying on the floor. He was determined to get there another one. And Goy Mohan, okay, he surrendered to his son, and he bought another one. And he gave him two, because Prabhupada wanted to play with two. And that determination that he was doing also in his preaching effort. He was not giving up in all spite of difficulties. He hardly had something to eat when he was in America in the first time. He was living with this crazy boy who was on the drugs, and he is almost threatening Srila Prabhupada. But still, Srila Prabhupada was not complaining. He was just going for some temporary time to a house of another devotee who was not really committed yet, but he took Srila Prabhupada in his house. And we are extremely grateful for this devotee. I think it was Mukunda and his wife, but I'm not really sure. We are extremely grateful that they did that. They gave Srila Prabhupada shelter, and it was really nice. And in the meantime, all these years, all these devotees of Srila Prabhupada, all these disciples are spreading Krishna consciousness. And because of them, we are here now. Yesterday we heard also already, we are living here in this beautiful castle. We don't deserve it. Because when I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada 2 days ago, and I was hearing how Yamuna and the devotees, Gaura Sundar and a few others, my brain is a little bit old, at least these six devotees, Malati was there and a few, they hardly had a place to stay. And they were still trying to distribute Krishna consciousness. And because of their determination and the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, they became convinced that that was the best what they could do. And because of them, we have this beautiful mansion in England, the manor, where thousands and thousands and thousands of people are coming and coming in contact with Krishna consciousness because of their sincerity. And we have to be extremely grateful. We cannot take it for granted that we think, okay, you know, that was nice, but we are living comfortable here. No, it's not like that. Even when visitors are coming and saying, okay, yesterday a lady had a big group from old ladies, and they always, some they are very nice, but someone is some envy in the heart. And she was looking at the altar, and she said, can I say something? I said, and maybe when we are outside, I felt already something is coming. I said, maybe you can say something when we are outside of the temple room. When you have a question, you can have a question. No, she said, I don't have a question, but I want to make a comment. I said, that's very nice, but maybe we can do it in the other room. And in the other room, the whole group went out, and she came to me, and she was also determined, and I very much appreciate her determination. And she said, to me, this looks quite material. And are you materialistic to live in such a big house? And was it really necessary? And then I have to breathe deeply before I answer, because I don't want to offend this lady. And I want still that she stays favorable one way or another. This I was explaining that we only can see this as transcendental when our eyes are solved with love. And that is even in the Bible. That is Jesus explaining to his disciples. We can see God, but first our eyes has to be cleaned with love of God. She said, that's not going overnight. And I said, no, that's why I understand your question. But when our eyes become purified and that we develop love of God, then we see on the altar so much devotion and so much love for God. We don't hang it on ourselves, but we offer everything to the Lord because it belongs to Him. And He is also your Father, and He is the most rich. He can give you everything you want. And he did that already. And she was looking at me. She said, no, something, yeah. I can be satisfied for a few things, but I don't know if it came from God. I said, I know for sure. From who else can give it to you? Because the whole world belongs to the Lord. And everything what we get in our life is we get because the Lord is on one way or another merciful to us. Even when we have to suffer, it is the Lord's mercy. And that's the most difficult thing to understand. But a few days ago, I was reading also in Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita, and Srila Prabhupada was explaining, when devotees are going away, they come and go, and sometimes they fall in Maya again. But, he said, that's also not so bad. Of course, it is not nice, but it will make them a little bit more humble. And a few days ago, I spoke with a Mataji, and she said, oh, Rupa Manjari, I was complete in Maya. I was doing all kinds of nonsense. And now I came back and I want to start again. And I will do this and this. And she was mentioning a lot of things, her plans. And I said, I hope that going away and going in Maya, that makes us a little bit more humble. I hope that we don't need at all to go in Maya first before we can come a little humble. Because that's very painful. very painful and very shameful, actually. Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada was explaining in the translation that these wheels making such huge ditches, and I was explaining already, the wheels must be extremely big. What can we understand of this? When we look at the ocean, it is immense big. That means that the wheel that makes this ocean. I just came from Uruguay and I was flying over the ocean 14 hours in an airplane. And I was thinking, oh my God, you know, when something happens with the airplane, we are all crashed. No matter what, the only thing what we can do is chanting Hare Krishna. Two days ago, I got an email from a person who I have known in the very, very beginning of my Krishna consciousness. She was very dear and close to me. And she helped me in the beginning a lot. And 2 days ago, she passed away. And I was confronted with the moments that we are all so temporary here. And especially when we become older. Because even we are thinking, oh, I have maybe 10 years. My astrologer said, oh, you have 10 years more. And I was thinking, oh my God, you know. But we don't know. The astrologer can be wrong. And we have to go. And we have to go to another place where Prabhupada wants us to go. And we have to be ready for that. They asked me to come to the funeral. And I will try to arrange it, to go all the way to Holland and to be there. Because out of appreciation for what she has given me in the very, very beginning of my Krishna consciousness. She was also saying a few weeks ago, she said, Rupa Manjari Mata, I go for 30 years more. And she was on her deathbed. And I said, are you sure? And she looked at me. She said, no, of course not. But, she said, at least keep a little bit alive. And a month later, she passed away. But she was in coma because she was taking quite heavy medicine, morphine. And she passed away peacefully. But it is up to Krishna, where Krishna wants to take her. Where he needs her for preaching. Radha Gopinath ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai, Shishu Gonitai ki jai. And that time is coming for all of us. And when we are young, we are not realizing so much, oh, I have a long time to go. But when we are older, then death is coming close, and sometimes really close. And we can invite him. We can also appreciate that our time is over soon and take advantage for the few days or the few months or the few minutes we still have for preaching. When we are giving a guidance tour, I always very much eager to chant the holy name with people. And yesterday there was also again an opportunity to share the holy name. And Srila Prabhupada here in the purport, he was saying, when we are sincere, we are chanting 16 rounds, and we're chanting the Maha Mantra every day, then Krishna will be extremely pleased with us. When we have gotten the Maha Mantra from others, and especially from Srila Prabhupada and his followers, we also have to give it to others. Don't keep it for ourselves. Last year we made 10,000 mantra cards. And I'm very eager to, after the guidance tour, distribute these mantra cards freely. And you will not be surprised how many people are asking for two or three. Because they want to give it to somebody else. Because I explained to them, this is a luck card. It's not a lotto, but it is much, much, much bigger than that. Because when we are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna is extremely beautiful and extremely merciful. And yesterday, Mara was explaining about the seed was planted in the heart of the people. And that's actually what happened. Also, when they don't sing themselves, they hear the others singing. And they at least a little bit, the heart is a little bit touched. When you look at the audience who are in the temple room, one is moving when we are singing. Another one is looking at the other one and singing. Another one is singing loud and think, this is the end of my life. I have to do it. And that is really nice. And I explained to them, Radharani is blessing you all. It is on this Sunday, it is Radhastami. And Radharani is extremely, extremely merciful. She holds her hands like this. And when people come in the temple room, and especially the guests who never hardly came here before, when they are singing Hare Krishna, Radharani is blessing them all and want to see them again. Maybe not in this lifetime, that doesn't matter. The seed is planted and they will come again in contact with Krishna consciousness. Sometimes they take a little book and they go to the tent and buy something by Mark. Or sometimes they take a little booklet from the Sastradam box. Life is never be the same. And we have full faith in the holy name. Because that is our only business in this material world. Krishna is very great and very big. Inconceivable. But the Maha Mantra is not different from Krishna. And is very close to us. Because we can flap our tongue and we can chant Hare Krishna and we can give it to others and make others also a receiver of these blessings. This is what I like to share. I told it already in the beginning. Srila Prabhupada's purport is beautiful. I have read it all and my English is not so profound, but at least it is something. And it's what I have to offer today. Is there any comment or any... Yes, Mataji. I was hoping already that the scholar will come forward. Yeah. I know. That is Krishna who wants to have a color on his own. Sometimes he's when Radha Madhava, when I go to Vrindavan or to Mayapur, Krishna is extremely black. And here he's white. Maybe we can ask him himself why he was doing that. Because we can maybe think, I don't know, maybe he don't got enough sunshine. But Krishna is extremely special. And he is white here. And maybe, I don't know, now maybe because people here in the West, they are thinking we are made by God. That's maybe he's helping this Christian and other people to just see that they can easily relate to him. When he is black or blue on the altar, it is a little difficult for them. But we can ask Krishna himself, and maybe he gives the answer to one of the pure devotees here, and there are many. The scholar, Prabhu, why is Krishna here white? Yeah, why not? He's God, and he wants to be white here. Prabhu. Very good. Yeah, of course. He's God and he can do what he wants. And he likes it to be white here. Today it is Lalita Shakti and Mataji. He's white with ghost. I want to please Radharani. Okay, and she is the pujari. She's very, very close to Krishna on the altar. She must know. Thank you very much. Yeah. He want to please Radharani, and that's why he is white here. Okay? Have a nice day. And you can read about Lalita today. And I was looking in the Veda base, and there was many things about the Lila Madhava. I couldn't really find something. We need the scholars to say something. But today, have a nice day, and I hope to see you again. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.